rhythms like overlap, right? And you got like this little ching, 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 ching thing going on while you're playing something else. Amazing the way they layer it together. Come back up, where are you going? So Joe, who comes into this project playing multiple instruments and playing with his uniquely Joe style, and with a lot of background coming from different parts of the world, you know, he's playing Appalachian music, he's got Afro-Cuban things underneath there, he's got a lot of different things going on. He comes in playing his fiddle, and he'll talk about more how he's using these instruments in the music, but playing each of these in a very unique and unusual way to interact with what Mamadou and I are doing. So let's let Joe fill you in on that. I'll start with the percussion end of it. Of course, a lot of this music, as is a lot of folk music all over the world, has a dance component to it. It can either be music that can be listened to, you know, listening to the idea of songs, stories, through lyricism, or it can be folk as the idea of dance, to get people to get up and move. And so percussion basically accentuates the percussive, the rhythmic components that you'll find in any instrument. I mean, you know, a flute can be a percussion instrument. You know, guitar, any instrument can be. Your voice. Do anything with it and have fun with it. And it's all about mimicry. Learning folk music is observation and imitation. That's the nature of the vernacular. You listen, you observe, and you mimic. You mimic the sound. Well, what's cool in the case of like what Walter just demonstrated is that you can mimic learning the guitar from the tradition of listening to other guitarists, or you can mimic the tradition of how to play something on the guitar with different instruments. And this is the thing I love about the idea of the violin. I'm self-taught on all these things, and I would listen to other instruments as well as watching fiddle players and violinists. But I really love the idea of using the instrument as mimicking, like the idea of being a horn or a reed instrument, because it has a sustained voice just like a reed. I don't know how many of you saw the Trampled by Turtles set yesterday at the main stage, but I love that violin player's approach to playing the violin. He thinks like a horn player to me. And I think that's a really cool thing. So that you've got the world of reeds and horns, but you've also got the world of the voice. And in African traditions, as is the case in traditions here, the idea of the blue, what we call the blue note, the moan, the idea of rolling more than chromatically from one note to the next is something that I love to bring and play around with the violin. It's the idea of being greasy with that stuff. And of course, Mamadou operates, like Walter said, on the pentatonic. And of hearing a really great blue bluegrass ballad. Hear somebody play and sing the blue note. And you know, you hear Jason Carter using the blues all the time, as you do practically every other fiddle player playing just about any other vernacular of American music, because we owe so much to the idea of the blues. So that's the fun thing about the fiddle in this mix for me, is it's got that sustained voice, because these other instruments are being plucked. The harp and the plectrum instrument of the guitar. Bongo are drums that basically come from Cuba. This is part of the Afro-Cuban experience. But, you know, so many of these hand drums come from Mother Africa. And they came, it's the idea of a long hollowed out log. And then you got into the idea of building these things, recreating them with staves like a barrel. And those instruments are known as congas. And congas, again, are also Cuban, and you have bongo. And I like this because it's portable. I can fit it in the overhead of an airplane, or not in the overhead, but in the belly of an airplane. But I play bongo anyway in when I play Afro-Cuban music, so I thought this would be a good thing to add to this mix. You have the little head is called the macho, which is the male head, and then the larger head is the female head, or the emra. So you have the emra and the macho. When I'm playing a lot of these rhythms, I'm playing Afro-Cuban rhythms, Puerto Rican rhythms, but it all seems to fit. You know, because basically what we're just looking for is interesting polyrhythmic groove. And that's something all three of us are trying to do too, is find overlays of different rhythms as we're going about this. So in the percussion realm, you've got this as sort of as a midsection, you've got the skin, and you have a board with a pickup on it, and that's like the kick drum. And it's really pulse. And you have to get really good at balancing on one foot. But I'm getting better at it now.
Getting in shape. Yeah.
And then one more component is like a good old cowbell. More cowbell. And then you have instruments like chicoray. You have the gourd like with beads on it, that kind of thing. Or shakers.
Most often I take my low E and my high E down to D, and that's it. Yeah, so a couple double drop Ds. They don't generally play in the key of D, but you don't have to play in the key of D if you're in that tuning. And you can capo, they'll often be in F.